Now, a new documentary airing tonight on BBC One at 9 p.m. reveals a family's devastation and lasting trauma after they were wrongfully convicted and imprisoned by the British state. The Maguire Seven, A Great British Injustice, looks at the story of the Maguire family, who were blamed for the IRA, Guildford and Woolwich pub bombings in 1974. All seven had their convictions quashed in 1991. The documentary opens with Patrick Maguire, who was 13 years old. He was a 13-year-old boy when he was arrested, and he says he's never been able to shake off those memories.
This is the story of what British justice has done to an entire family. And at the heart of this, what it has done to a 13-year-old child who to this very day is damaged as a result. Time has taken its toll on that young boy, and he's now a 56-year-old artist and is tormented by his wrongful conviction.
It's not just a story, you know, it's...
I see that. I get it. It's incredible.
Yeah. All of a sudden, the door opened. What filled that space, literally, was a giant of a man. Giant of a man, and he just oozed anger. You could sense it. I clearly got the message when he said to me, "You've been f***ing about with bombs." And I said, "They've made a mistake." He said, "I've been doing it for 30 years, they don't make mistakes." So I said, "They've made a mistake this time." And it was dark, and we're driving past like a foresty sort of loads and loads of trees. And I felt something cold against my head. He said, "I'd like to take you in there," pointing to the woods, "blow your f***ing brains out. That the IRA do." He had a gun against my head.
"You're a child?"
"Yes."
That's what the British state did to a 13-year-old child. Annie Maguire was born in Belfast. She moved to London at the age of 21. In December 1974, Annie, her late husband Patrick, and sons Vincent and Patrick, then aged 16 and 13, were arrested along with four other adults on suspicion of involvement in the Guildford IRA bombings.
"I know in my heart and soul that we were not involved in anything. I never ever would bring my children through that. I wouldn't. I honest to God, I wouldn't.
But it's so hard. It is so hard, you know. We shouldn't be in this situation. I should have been able to still be the mother and Paddy and me, like any ordinary family out here today, bringing our kids up, and to be taken away from them in such tender years, teenagers. Oh, Marie, she was only 8. What that child went through, and my John. John went through the worst because he was on the outside and he was still living in the avenues.
But he was labelled because he was part of your family.
9 o'clock tonight, BBC One, where you can see the whole film. Annie Maguire is with me now. Annie, good morning to you.
Good morning, Snigs.
Are you well, Annie?
I am. You know, up and down like when you get to 83.
I was saying to someone yesterday when I was telling them about this film, that what is extraordinary to me is that you have managed to come through this and you don't seem to me to have a lot of hatred in your heart. And I don't know how.
Well, you know, hatred, you know, it's like a cancer, isn't it? You know, and you're the one that I personally believe that you suffer more by being hatred. You know, it changes you to a different person. And I couldn't hate anybody, you know. I mean, I pray for them, like, if what I'd done when they were arrested me and gone through the interrogation, I could hear myself saying, "Jesus, forgive them," you know. And I suppose it's my faith, you know, that I just couldn't hate them.
Can you recall the moment when the police officers barged through your door?
Oh yeah, very clearly.
Where were you, Annie?
I was looking after Paddy Neal's children, and they were all in the sitting room, and I was in the kitchen and had the washing machine on and all the clothes sorted out, the dark clothes, the white clothes, you know. It was at one of those twin tub washing machines. And the next thing, the kitchen had a door on it with like a little window, and I seen this person, like face, strange, and he opened the door and he says, "Turn off the washing machine." And I said, "Well, who are you?" And then the next thing, there were these big dogs. And he says, "Come into the sitting room."
So they brought dogs into your house?
Oh, honestly. And I said, I was frightened of all station dogs anyway. And I said to him, "Well, I'm not passing the dogs. What is the matter?" And we went into the sitting room, and the children were there, and the police lady was there, and she took the children into the back dining room. And he said about the Guildford bombing. And I remember saying, "Well, yeah, what's that got to do like with me?" And he said, "Gerard Conlon and that." And I said, "Yeah, well, Gerard's father came over today." I said, "This morning, to get a, first I knew to get a solicitor for his son, Gerard." Yeah.
And from that, Annie, if we race on from that, you know, the headlines, people old enough to remember will remember Auntie Annie's bomb maker, bomb-making
right.
family. That's how they...
That's right.
Auntie Annie, the bomb maker. That was the headline, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was the headlines. So it was. And even my neighbour said, "Making bombs, you were always making apple pies, not bombs, you know?"
I met, during the course of making this film, you know that I sat down with Patrick, your son.
Oh, yeah.
And while, I mean, there's no other way for me to say it, and I'm sure Patrick wouldn't mind, you know, he is deeply affected by this. You can see the trauma on Patrick's face
that.
All of these years later. And you'll see this on the film tonight.
Yeah. Every day of the week I see Patrick. He's, you know, his moods, you know. But I'm just happy that I come through all that to still be a mother, to be here for him and for Vince and Anne-Marie. He did. If I had known, Steve, what my child went through, I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you today. Because no mother could have come through it knowing the torture her child was going through.
You know, Annie, I'll let you into something. Sometimes, and look, all political parties fall out and in with me. That's the nature of the job. Sometimes Sinn Féin would say to me, Annie, that because of my Protestant loyalist background, that I don't understand what the British state is capable of. I do now. I do now.
Yeah. It is justice was the best, you know.
Yeah, it is disgusting what happened to you.
Yeah. It's here every day with me. People say, you know, get over it. Yes, we have kind of get over it, but you can forgive, but you can't forget. 10 years of my life. And Paddy's life as of parents and their children, 10 years, that can't come back. I can never get that back. So now, every day, it's a bonus to me to be with my children and my grandchildren and great-grandchildren.
Is it important for your story to be told, Annie?
Yes, I think, you know, it is. This, the one you've done, yes, this is, you know, important for people to see that this is the reality. This did happen.
Like some of the realities of this, they're just stark. Your son Patrick describes, so he ended up in jail, in an adult prison, when he was 14 years of age. Mm-hmm. And he describes this moment that when he was dragged into this prison, where he is standing as a little boy, completely naked among other men. They were strip searched.
Yeah.
And he was he was trembling with fear.
Of course.
Calling out for you.
Yeah.
That's what, when I say my country, that's what the British were capable of doing. And it is a thought-provoking film tonight. And I hope people watch it. Annie, thank you for helping us make it.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Annie. Bye. All right, good morning to you. A Great British Injustice is on BBC One tonight at 9 o'clock. And just for disclosure, my company made that film. I hope you watch it and I hope you react to it at Stephen Nolan.